I want you, before we get into the notes, though, keep those hands up, they'll get them. I want you, before we get into the notes, though, to go with me to the book of Revelation chapter 2. The book of Revelation chapter 2. And I feel like the Lord wants me to give a word of prophecy. I've been carrying it all day. So this morning I got up at 4:30. I came here and met with the men. And by the way, men who are in my group, you know what is here. So immediately after service, you can get that. Only my men in that group know what I'm talking about. But I woke up with a spirit of prophecy on me. Now, how that happens with me is I will find myself when I'm not thinking, like turning, I declare, you know, thus saith the Lord. It's like just coming out of me without me thinking about it, right? So we did our breakfast men's group this morning. And then I had meetings with architects afterwards. And in between, I found myself prophesying. And then after that, I had some business to take care of out of town. I drove out of town. And I have found myself all day long, the spirit of prophecy would come on me in the car, and I would just hear myself prophesying. So I don't know how I'm going to deliver this, but I just know that the Lord has stirred something up in me. How many of you guys remember, it's probably been a couple months ago, where the Lord gave me a word that Jezebel was about to come out of hiding? Yeah. Y'all remember that? So all day long, the word of prophecy has been coming on me. And it's centered around Revelation 2, verse 20, which is the scripture that we studied to talk about Jezebel. Revelation 2, verse 20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach, to seduce my servants, to sexual immorality, to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her space to repent of her immorality. She did not repent. Indeed, I'll cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds, I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Jezebel, and this is not my teaching, okay, but if I take up the time doing this, I'm okay with it, because I feel like there's a time frame that's coming very fast, and I have an expectation in my spirit that something, it's coming really fast. This has nothing to do with the November elections, even though, you know, those are very important. This is something that God is doing in the earth. All day long, I kept hearing the Lord say, the people laugh, the nations imagine vain things. But God says, I'm laughing. He said, my people are sorrowful and sad, but God says, I'm not sad, I'm happy. And the Lord has given me this anticipation. The last time I had this, I declared in my church in Fayetteville, Tennessee, that I smelled smoke and I could see fire, and the next morning 9/11 happened. So this anticipation is setting in on me, and I don't know why, other than I feel like the Lord said to tell you again that Jezebel is about to come out of her hiding. Again, a couple weeks ago, I told you about a dream I had where I was caught up and taken over Washington, D.C., and I saw an inauguration ceremony and a woman was being sworn in. I have been praying since I delivered that to you, who is this woman? Who is this woman? And so today, while I was driving, I was praying, Lord, who is this woman that I saw being sworn in? And the Lord said, it was the Jezebel that I told you is coming. She's coming out of hiding. She's coming out of hiding. Watch Hillary Clinton. Hillary has changed her tune. She was calling for the prosecution of the former president. Now all of a sudden she's saying, don't prosecute. Watch. Watch. We need to pray against it. We need to pray against it. Anyway, I don't know that that's her, but in my inclination, my spirit is over. I'm searching for that woman, and God will not reveal the woman, but the Lord said the spirit of Jezebel is coming out of hiding. And he said, my people will be afraid. But he said to tell my people, do not fear when they see her come out. For the Lord said, I'm having to bring her out to destroy her so that my people will know how big of a God that I am. And so all day long, this scripture kept coming to me. Listen to what it says. And I never noticed this when I preached this. He said, and I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality. She did not repent. Indeed, I'll cast her into sick bed and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I'll kill their children with death, and all the churches shall know. And all the who? Church. The churches shall know who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one according to your works. God said that this that you're going to see will be a terrible thing in your mind. But the Lord said, my people will look sorry because of it. But tell them, I'm not sorry, says the Lord, for I am sitting in the heavens laughing. For they think that they're doing this. But the Spirit of God says, nay, it is I. It is I who am moving the chess pieces on the board to accomplish my divine purpose in the earth. It will come, and it will come quickly, says the Lord. Do not be afraid. Do not get dismayed. Do not allow your heart to be troubled. For the Lord says, what you're about to see is me. It will look like the devil, but it is me. And I was, when this was coming to me, the Lord was, I was saying, Lord, I was praying against the witchcraft in our community. I was praying against the sexual perversion in our community and all of that that's going on around the nation. And the Lord said, the reason you're seeing the rise of witchcraft and the reason that you're seeing the rise of sexual perversion hand in hand is the Lord said, for the spirit of Jezebel is preparing the minds of the people for her appearance. The spirit of Jezebel entices people into immorality sexually. And the spirit of Jezebel is about witchcraft. Jezebel used two things, idolatry and witchcraft and immorality, to seduce and control the people. And the spirit of God, I feel the Lord on me now. And the spirit of God says the spirit of witchcraft that you're seeing on the rise and the spirit of Jezebel, that the spirit of immorality that you're seeing moving, is that spirit that is going to rest on that woman. And it is in the public right now preparing the stage for her to come out to be accepted as that. And the Lord said, and the seas of people will say yes. But God said, tell my people, do not worry, for I have said no from the heavens, and they cannot reject my no. And so again, the Spirit of the Lord is stirring me to tell you, do not be afraid. Do not be troubled. When you see it, rebuke it. But do not be troubled. And I'm praying right now. I have been praying all day, Lord. Lord, I hope this is a prophecy I miss. Because America don't need it. I hope this is a prophecy I miss. But I'm telling you right now, if all of a sudden you see this come out of hiding, you will know that you have entered into this divine moment that God is bringing us to. It will be a catalyst for revival. For as they have overplayed their hand, even in our community, and it's prodded, it's poked those who are complacent and comfortable, those who have went to sleep in Zion, says the Lord. I have poked them in the ribs. I have poked them. And God says, I'm awaking those who sleep in Zion to come out of their slumber, and they will arise a mighty army, and righteous indignation will be in their eyes. They will no longer stomach what they are seeing, for there is a holy frustration. God says, I will not allow the spirit of Baal to go without contestation by the anointing of Elijah the prophet that I'm going to bring upon my people in this hour. Do not be dismayed, says the Lord. Instead, shout in the face of the adversity. Rebuke it, for I am giving you authority, and I'm going to send angels that are going to do this thing, says the Lord. I have already commanded. This is what I've heard the Lord say all day. I've already commanded the angels at the four corners of the earth to do this thing and accomplish my purpose. For the end is not yet. I know you want me to come, but God says, I have one more thing I'm up to. The end is not yet. So therefore, this will not stop my church. This will embolden my church. And you will see a move of my spirit, says the Most High God. Again, and I wrote some things down, so I'm looking at my phone because it's just kind of scribble, okay? The Lord spoke to me today. He said, tell those who are battling fear that I have not given you a spirit of fear. You should not be here according to everybody else because of a pandemic. But God says, take heart. You should have learned in this storm. Do not be afraid. Those of you who are battling fear, those of you who are battling depression and isolation, where you feel like your friends have gotten left your life and you're alone. Those of you who are battling extreme exhaustion, you rest but you can't get rested. Those of you who are battling again depression, exhaustion, fear, isolation. The Lord says, this is the spirit of witchcraft, just as it influences the world with immorality, and it influences the world through witchcraft. The Jezebel spirit in the church has an altered, a different effect on the people of God. Fear comes upon them. Isolation comes upon them. Exhaustion comes upon them. Depression comes upon them. He said, because you've been under this weight, it should be a sign to you that there is an activity in the realm of the spirit. And we were talking about this earlier, and I believe the Lord is saying, I'm troubled that my people don't understand the realm of the spirit. I'm troubled that my people don't have a knowledge of the realm of the spirit. And I hear the Lord say that it troubles me, it bothers me, that there's no discernment amongst my people when it comes to spiritual things. They can only discern carnal things. There's no discernment. But the Lord said, let this be a discerning factor for you if you're in isolationism or depression or fear or total exhaustion. It is the effect of this spirit upon you, upon my people. This is how it affects my people, says the Lord. It is the attack or the attempt of the enemy to pull you apart, to destroy, to divide, to confuse, to cause chaos to come into your house and into the camp of the Lord. But God says, I laugh at it, for it shall not work. For remember, says God, I told you I shall build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I hear God saying, who can stand against me and my hand? For if I wave but my finger, the whole earth will change its direction. I control everything in the earth and in the universe. And so the Lord says, come out of the exhaustion, come out of the depression, come out of the isolationism. The Lord says, if you have unusual prolonged sickness, you are seeking seeking healing, but you can't find healing. Unusual sickness is on you. You've went to the doctor, but you can't get healed, and they can't figure out what's wrong with you. The Lord says it is the effect of this spirit that is in the region and in the atmosphere. The witchcraft and the immorality on the world side tells you it's working over there, but how it's affecting you is unusual, prolonged sicknesses and illnesses. The Lord says this is the curse of that spirit, and I have not called you to live under the curse of that spirit. I have called you to live under the blessing of my Holy Spirit, says the Most High God. So the Lord says, speak to the illness. Speak to the illness and rebuke it and tell it is trespassing against you. Rise up in the anointing of Elijah the prophet and let the fire of God come out of your bosom and come out of your mouth against that thing that is ailing you. Take authority in your house. The Lord says, this is the time for my people to step up, to rise up, to fill every capacity. And the Lord says, quit worrying about this land. Quit worrying about this land. Quit fretting over this land. The Lord says, don't think about it, for there's money coming by march from another state. There's money coming by march from another state. And the Lord said, even tonight, there is somebody who is watching me that is going to sow into that land. I don't know who this is, but God is speaking to somebody tonight. The money is coming from another state. There's going to be a wealth transfer into this church. We're not going to have to work for it. We're not going to have to earn it. It's going to be a wealth transfer. Just like we are transferring money in the world system, God said there's a transfer of wealth coming in the body of Christ. And folks, you ought to get excited, because that means if God's doing that for the church, then God's going to do that for your finances and your house as well. I hear the sound of the beating of war drums. Lord, root this Jezebel spirit out of our community. Yes. Root it out. All of the ungodliness, the wickedness. But more importantly, Lord. The Lord said, my frustration is not the world. He says, my frustration is my people. For I have told her, do not tolerate Jezebel. And you have tolerated her. You have allowed immorality and witchcraft to come into your services. And the Lord said, I'm frustrated by that. So you have a space. You have a space to disconnect yourself with this spirit before the judgment comes. Come on, let's all lift our hands right here. Can we just take a moment and worship right here for just a moment? in the car today when I was, some of this was coming to me, and I don't have any of this written down, so kind of just spontaneously doing. But when some of this was coming to me in the car today, as I was driving, I saw, and I'm not going to name the names, but I saw very influential people setting, strategizing this individual right now that I'm talking about, that's going to come out of high, that like it's, there's a whole strategy coming. And when it happens, it'll look like a quick move. This is what I saw them doing. They're strategizing so that when it happens, it'll look like, it'll look natural. But God says it'll be unnatural. Do not believe what you see. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't usually step in when he's preaching like this, but I felt the Lord stirring me to say this. Jezebel was a Phoenician princess that brought idolatry in with her. And we all have heard the story of how she was painting up her face, and as the servants of God came to her, that it was this seductive look. And then she was pushed out of the window and eaten by the dogs. As a Phoenician princess, part of their burial ritual was to paint the faces of royalty. So before they could put them on a pyre and burn their bodies, they would decorate them with jewelry and heavily paint their faces to make them look alive. The thing that will make Jezebel look so attractive and seductive is the thing that is going to set her up for her own demise. She doesn't realize that the thing that is going to set her up, that will allure so many people to her, she does not understand that she is setting herself up and preparing herself for her own demise and departure. And before the people of God can even get back down to the ground, she'll be devoured.
And of all things, it was a eunuch who couldn't be seduced. So, trust me, God has people. I know you think it's corrupt from the floor up, and it is. But just how the enemy has positioned narcs and snitches to set people up, God has some eunuchs who have not bowed their knee to Baal, who are willing to push her out the window. Yeah.
She thought the eunuch was coming.
Come up here if you're going to talk. Leave me up here.
The job of the eunuch was to serve the royalty. So as he came, that's how he was able to get so close to her. It was his job to be close to her. So he comes up the steps and she expects him to come up and serve her. And he walks right up to her and pushes her out. So the people that will be used to push her out, God is placing them in this position. And we might think that they're in that position because they're crooked, but really God is setting them aside so that they can do their job.
I'm so glad I'm in a prophetic church.
Session and David had said something, and I just held back. because I didn't know what it was. But I saw a lizard. Weirdest thing. It's one thing to look for Jezebel, but it's another thing to know you're sleeping with her. If we want revival, we got to quit hiding. And I feel in this room, see, sometimes in the church we feel shame, but there's no shame in Jesus. And true repentance is better seen that we do it before God than do it before men. And I know this from experience. Ahab was a king who was ruled by a queen. And we always think that Jezebel is a woman, but it's a spirit that's been living around. And so I feel by the Lord that some of us in this room, it's time to let go of sleeping with Jezebel. Jezebel causes compromise. And we got to be honest what we're hiding in this room already. There's some things that God is deliberately wanting us to stop hiding and get rid of so he can do what he wants to do through your life and through this house and through what he wants to do in the future of this house. So I want to give a moment to brave souls. Because a sovereign move like this means God wants our hearts to start becoming pure and holy. No one can see God unless there's holiness there. The pure in heart shall see God. And Pastor said 2 weeks ago, judgment starts in the house. And sometimes we feel because we're always in the house that there's nothing to clean out, but there's always things to clean out. So I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's time to clean out the closet. You're hiding drinking. Oh, you're hiding sin, and God is wanting to get rid. Let that thing let go of you. I hope the soul that is listening to this right now, you will not move in the anointing of God until you let go of that sit in sin. I feel the Holy Spirit say he wants to move through your life in such a way, but he cannot move. It's talent at this moment. Shatabakoba kitere. Shatarabakora babase. Jesus. Jesus. God ain't gonna mess around if you're having that secret sin. God is trying to liberate you. He's not trying to bring shame. He's trying to set you free. He's trying to give you hinds feet. Some of you in here need to have the fear of God come back. You're living in the closet and God is, I don't want to expose you. I don't want to reveal you. But if you do not heed the voice of the prophet, I will expose you for your benefit, for your family's sake, for your children's sake. And you got to get rid of that sin. There's only one way into the kingdom, and that is the way of repentance. So right now, check your heart. Come on, family. This is the safest place we could be, is amongst one another. We're not casting judgment. We're receiving mercy. Come on. There's someone in here. You're super talented. You have a call of God, but you're hiding it already. Some of you are not moving in what God has because that thing is in the way, and God says, get rid of it. Get rid of it right now. Adam talked about idol worship. What do you think Jezebel does? She draws us into idol. She draws us into other gods. She draws us away from the Father into Baal. So this is where we get serious and we don't hinder. What you tolerate will dominate. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray minds will begin to right now feel free right now. They're, whatever it is, whether they've done something to somebody or something done something to them. Father, right now, we just begin to set. Come on, I hear, right now, some of us is generational curses and God wants to break them tonight. God is a yoke breaking God and he wants to release that. And we just bind the spirit of Jezebel in this house that's been trying to move. We say you have no place and you leave this house right now. You have no place in here. And we say to all the witches that God is going to wreck your life. He's going to touch you and you're going to be a prophet and prophet unto God. I declare over Cookeville right now. I prophesy over this county that God is going to start saving the witches and the warlocks in this valley. And he's going to bring them into his kingdom. I declare it in the name of Jesus that we're going to hear testimonies of warlocks and witches coming and being filled with the power of God, repenting of all devils in hell, and God's going to use them for his glory. And they're going to come to this house. They're going to be discipled in this house. They're going to be sons and daughters of this house. I see them coming in, Pastor, warlocks and witches. I see them dropping off. The Lord says, Pastor, women used to come to your previous church and leave things like needles and cigarettes and marijuana and drugs. But the Lord says, I brought you to a place where they're going to bring their books and their devil books and their spells and their castas. I have given you the heart of an apostle, and you will see signs and wonders follow your ministry. Come on, pray in the spirit real quick. Come on. Come on, church. If you don't pray in the spirit, then just shut Come on, if you smoke tobacco in this place, get released right now. Come on. Even the littlest things. If you're getting drunk, if you're getting tipsy, get released right now in the name of Jesus. Even a backbiting spirit right now, come on, get released of that in the name of Jesus. A narcissistic spirit, God is saying no more. I've called you to be a humble person. I've called you to live under my spirit, not your own. And so God is even releasing grace for those that battle pride. God is saying, I've given you a spirit of humility. God is so wanting, I feel it right now. God is so wanting to do such a great move. And we're being privileged to be a tribe of the 12 here around here that are going to be able to connect with one another and see God move. So whatever it is, let God deal with our hearts tonight.
If you got something in your car that shouldn't be there, go get it and bring it onto the altar. If you got something in your pocket that shouldn't be there, get it and put it on the altar right now. We command every unclean spirit that is holding God's people captive. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose them and let them go. Spirits of perversion have got to go in Jesus' name. Spirit of pornography has to go in Jesus' name. The lying spirit has to go in Jesus' name. Deception has to go in Jesus' name. Disunity in your house. Allowing that demonic spirit to come into your house. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over your family and your house. You are not going to get a divorce. You are going to reconcile, and God is going to heal your home. Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. if you need healing, come up here. We're going to lay hands on you, anoint you with oil.
I have to repent to the congregation because a week ago God told me to do something and I didn't do it. The men of this church have to come together. The only segment of mankind right now that is not performing what he's supposed to do is man. In the garden, Satan took it away from us. The men, I'm telling you, in 2006, we had a woman's conference in Ohio at Darlene Bishop's church. She took every man in that church and invited them to come and be who they're supposed to be. Men, if we don't get this right this time, we don't help this man. We destroy his ministry. I'm not going to stay in here and do that. I'm telling you right now, men, arise. We talked about it in a prayer breakfast this morning. We need a men's ministry to back this church. Women are the greatest thing going for prayer right now. But it's because men have not taken their rightful position. Men, it stops tonight. Tonight, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. God, I ask God that every woman that is married in this house to a man, in this congregation, you pray him to his rightful position. Men, get on your knees and repent. Because we have failed what we are supposed to do as men. And it's time we give it back to God and let him be God Almighty and us on our knees doing what we're supposed to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. I need only those of you in here that feel like you have a gift of healing to come right now, and we're going to lay hands. I'm going to lay hands on everybody up here, but if you feel like you have, God uses you in the gift of healing, get out of your seat. Come up here. You know how I feel about this. Every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. Come find some of these folks that are up here. In the name of Jesus. I got oil here. Go down the line right there, Adam. Give them all oil. I need some ladies or some men. I don't care who it is. If you have a gift, you feel like God uses you in the gift of healing, come over here in Jesus' name. 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 Sora baba satarandara. We rebuke sickness, disease, malady, malfunction, tumors, bone issues, blood issues, muscle issues, tendon issues, organ issues. We command them all to come under the authority of the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You do not have to live with that illness. That is a lie from the pit of hell. You do not have to live with it. Take authority over it. Command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Take authority over it. In the name of Jesus. 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 Behold, 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 in the name of Jesus. Come on, we don't have to be satisfied with being sick. We don't have to be satisfied with living beneath what Jesus died to free us from. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of living beneath it. I'm tired of not rising to that. I want everything that God has for me. I'm not living one inch below what God has for me. Adam, go to playing something there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, fill every person with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy in the house of the Lord tonight. Let there be joy in the house of the Lord. Fill every person with the power of the Holy Ghost. Fill them up to where they're overflowing. Fill them up to where it's uncontainable. Fill it up to where it's unsustainable. Fill it up in Jesus' name. Fill them up. Spirit, soul, and body. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up till laughter fills their mouth. Fill them up till joyous shouts come out of their innermost being. Fill them up in Jesus' name. Fill them up, and everybody that's watching online, fill them up in Jesus' name. Fill them up with the power of God. Let the fire of God go through the cameras, go through the internet, go through the television wave. Fill them up tonight in Jesus' name. Let the power of God hit their hotel rooms. Let the power of God hit their living room. In the name of Jesus. Through these mountains, activating deep within our spirits, Holy Ghost fountains. It's time for us to arise with power in our hands, for this is our moment to take a Holy Ghost stand. For the blood of Jesus is our banner. He is our sustaining force. Arise, mighty army of God, in the joy of the Lord, for He is your strength. He is your strength. You hear the sound of revival stirring in the houses, for I am on my throne and the people of God I have aroused. Can you hear the brush of angels' wings moving across the land? For I, the Lord, am moving now. I'm doing it. I'm doing it by my hand. So be joyful in me, saith the Lord. Be and shout, for this is going to be the finest hour of my outpouring that this world has ever seen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now, I want to encourage you to do something. That spirit of prophecy that is in the room is on you now. Prophesy to your family. Prophesy to your house. Tell your money what you want it to do. Tell your body what you want it to do. Come on, prophesy. If you don't like your current condition, prophesy what you want. Come on, call those things which be not, heck, woo, as though they are, because they are in the realm of the spirit. Prophesy. Open your mouth and prophesy. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. You want millions? Speak to it and call it in as if it's already here in Jesus' name. If you want open doors, tell them to open.
open now in Jesus' name. Prophesy, 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 prophesy. Yeah, come on. Like the mighty warrior, strike the ground right now with your arrows. Strike the ground with your arrows. Strike the ground with your arrows. You sit back there and say, the Cookville's not ready for this. Well, just watch what I do, saith the Lord, because I am in the midst. Yes! Go ahead and be a doubter. Go ahead and run in disbelief. But you will regret your choice, for I'm going to rise with great relief. This is the moment, saith God. This is the moment, saith God, that you have been waiting for. Open up your mouth. Here comes the glory of the Lord. Come on, if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, where you got a prayer language and speaking in tongues, you need to open your mouth right now. Open your heart. Let God baptize you in the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, when you get that prayer language, you unlock mysteries. There are mysteries that you don't even know that God has for your life. Things you can't even imagine. Eye hasn't seen and ear hasn't heard. And the way you unlock it is you get that prayer language. You say, well, what do I have to do? Just open your mouth and say, God, you're in me. Let that river of living water come out of me. Rabasata, rararabosata. I'm tired of being a closet Pentecostal. I'm tired of being ashamed of the Spirit-filled life. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. The Ruach of God is in my belly. All right, I need just to do something. Just turn around, put your hands, listen to me, turn around, put your hands on the person behind you or to the side of you, and just start praying. And if the Holy Ghost gives you a word, I want you to release it to him. It's going to be right on the money. The spirit of prophecy is in the house. In the name of Jesus, right now. When the Lord speaks to you, it might be something small. Just say, hey, I see this, and prophesy in their life. Release that word that the Lord gives you. Whatever God puts in your heart for that person, just speak over their life. Exhortation, edification, and comfort. Don't you know that God, Moses said, I would that all God's people could prophesy? Given that word, turn to somebody else and pray for them and see if the Lord gives you anything. Come on, guys. This is how you learn how to move in the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go to somebody else now. Micah, another promotion's getting ready to hit you. There's another promotion coming. Very soon, another promotion is getting ready to hit you. Hey, glory! After you've given that word, turn to somebody else. See if the Lord speaks to you. Just go say, let me pray for you for a moment. See if the Lord speaks to you. Come on, use the gift of the Holy Ghost. You say, what if I miss it? It doesn't matter. We're in church. Does somebody in here have a really small Bible that you brought to church? If you did, bring it up here. If it's a small Bible, I need a small one. All right, let me do it like this. Does somebody bring a really big Bible to church? Let's see. Anybody got anything any bigger than this? All right. Hallelujah. 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 Christian, come right here. Lift your hands. All right, this is the smallest thing I have as a Bible. Okay, I want you to hold it in your left hand. The Spirit of God says to you, son, this is how you're viewing your life, your abilities, and your calling. God says you need to change the way you're looking at things. Hold that. Now don't fall out yet. January, February, March. January, February, March. January, February, March. Say it, congregation. January, February, March. What month were you born?
March.
What's today's date? The 14th. Who was it said something about the 12 tribes? You did? What's today's date? 14. I'll make sure I'm doing my math right. 14 and 12 is? What does 26 mean?
I was born on March 26.
And you were born what?
February 26.
Where's my January 26? January 26, get up here. I need everybody January 26. January, February, March. This is a sign to all of you. You're looking at your lives like this. And God said, I'm looking at you like this. What year were you born? What year? 2002. Quit believing so small. I don't know nothing about you. I've never talked to you about your birthday or nothing. I didn't even know what it meant until I got started. But I'm telling you, quit sitting around in a room thinking about what you're not doing and how small you are. Come here, baby girl. You love him? You love her? When were you born? February 20th? Sometimes God will do things with me with birthdays, and so I ask. You say, what are you doing? I don't know. I want you to look at me. There's a call on his life. He knows it. And he don't know what to do to fulfill it. So his life is headed one way, but he knows he's called and he don't know what to do to fulfill it. One of his problems is you've been looking at yourself too small. That book isn't big enough to define. I'm talking about the size of the book is not big enough to define the big thing God's going to do for you. So if you want to be together, you're going to have to sell out everything. Just say to Jesus, whatever. You hear me? I want all y'all to join hands right here. January, February, and March. In the name of Jesus, I decree open doors that no man can shut. For every single one of these that are up here, I decree an open heaven over their life, physically, spiritually, and financially. I decree increase over them and everything they touch. I decree a multiplication anointing that if it's business, it'll be big business. That if it's ministry, it'll be big ministry. Whatever it is, it'll be big because you said. Hallelujah.
God. Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm just going to say this to you, that there's really 9 incredible manifestations of the Holy Spirit that He would really love to give you. Actually, He's already given them to you. They're in you. All 9 of them are in you right now because the Holy Ghost is in you. And the Bible says they're His gifts, not ours. So you already got all 9 of them in you. So a while ago when I was encouraging, turn around, pray for somebody. And if you get a word, the reason some of you weren't giving anything because you're scared to death. You would miss it. Well, I was scared to death. I was going to miss that. But you can't be scared. Plus, too, in church, this ought to be a place that we can practice. And if somebody misses it, you just say, man, I think you missed it. I don't get it. And we don't get offended. Because why do we expect people to learn how to get it right out there? If we get it wrong out there, it's shame on the kingdom. If we get it wrong in here, it's brothers and sisters learning how to live in the prophetic. Right? So we might have some nights where we come together and just pray, and I say, okay, pair up in 2 or 3 and let the Holy Ghost use you. You might be shocked at the miracles that we'll have. Because I'm convinced I don't have all the answers. In fact, I've got more questions than I have answers. Anybody else in the room got more questions than you got answers? Yeah. When I was talking to your husband today and he was telling me about the miracle you needed, did I know the date? Did I have the January, February? Did we talk about any of that? No. And there's more in you, big man. Why are you settling? No, this is pastor now. You can't settle. The lot of your life is not where you're, what you're at, doing right now. There's more in you. Don't get comfortable yet. There's more in you. God brought us together for a reason. I'm supposed to spur you on a little bit. He reminds me of some of my football buddies. Every now and then you just got to grab them by the face mask and say, you're being an idiot. Come on, let's go, right? Because that's what teammates do. That's how you love each other. That's what teammates do. We don't give each other a participation trophy. We even believe in raising up winners. Right? You know, there's no telling what God would do if everybody just got on fire. There's no telling what God would do. Sorry I didn't get to my notes tonight. Y'all got an hour of it. I've been doing that all day long. I want to go to sleep. Everybody say this. Say, God's got big stuff for me. I will not settle for second best in my life. I'm tired of living that way. I am the King's kid. And I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm going to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to flow in His gifts. I'm going to be a light to the world, and I'm going to be a terror to hell. They're going to dread me getting up in the morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm done. Y'all hang out as long as you want. I'm done. God's good, isn't he? I said, God's good, isn't he?